Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, El, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow, let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special, real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
And now, Reverend Ike's third commandment of money. Thou shalt do right about money. Oh, that's important. It's important that you have the desire, the will, and the attitude to do right about money. And I want you to understand that in all my teaching and preaching about money, I am not talking about doing wrong things, dishonest things to get money or with money. Is the record clear? Yes. I'm not teaching you to do ungodliness and sin to get money. But you must have the attitude and the desire to do right about money. That means that you have the desire to even pay your bills.
Right. Yes.
And this is another thing that will help you with money, and even in paying your bills. I'm giving you some homework now. Every time you pay a bill, rejoice in paying that bill. Love and bless the telephone company, for example, for trusting you with their instrument. You can pick up that telephone and call anywhere on earth. Love and bless the gas company, the electric light company, for trusting you and giving you carte blanche with their goods and services. Now, I dare you to start doing this. Bless everybody that you owe. Bless the people that you're paying your bills to. And if you have some bills that you can't pay at the moment, I dare you to get those bills and put them somewhere where you can see them regularly and start blessing them and bless the people that you owe those bills to. Some surprising things will start happening in your life. Your bills will become easier to pay. You'll have more money to pay those bills, and you'll have a better relationship with your creditors.
Amen. Amen.
So say with me an affirmation that isn't on the lesson sheet, but it's good. I see myself rejoicing and paying all of my bills with ease.
I see myself rejoicing.
I bless all of the people that I owe money to. I bless all of the companies who trust me with their goods and services. And I pay my bills with ease and rejoicing. I send love with every payment.
I send love with every payment.
Now I dare you to do that. And you're going to get so much money that you're going to have to bring it by the truckloads to church and pay your tithes from it. All right, let's do the affirmation on Reverend Ike's third commandment of money. Let's stand and do it. Repeat it after me, because this clears the ear, the air. It's good to do this. Yes, it clears the ear too.
That's correct.
I am willing to do right about money.
I am willing to do right about money.
I have no need to do right. I have no need to do wrong about money.
I have no need to do wrong about money.
Ought to do wrong to get money.
Or to do wrong to get money.
Thinking right and doing right about money draws more and more money unto me.
Thinking right and doing right about money draws more and more money unto me.
I pay my bills with joy.
I pay my bills with joy.
I use money with joy.
I use money with joy.
Money has no power over me to make me do evil.
Money has no power over me to make me do evil.
I have all power over money.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
At last. Welcome, Neo. As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No. The honor is mine. Please, come, sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole,
You could say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
This is what we have to do. Now, the other thing we'll have to do is this. Always anchor our external direct action with the power of economic withdrawal. Now, we are poor people. Individually, we are poor when you compare us with white society in America. We are poor. Never stop and forget that collectively, that means all of us together, collectively we are richer than all the nations in the world with the exception of nine. Did you ever think about that? After you leave the United States, Soviet Russia, Great Britain, West Germany, France, and I can name others, the American Negro collectively is richer than most nations of the world. We have an annual income of more than $30 billion a year, which is more than all of the exports of the United States and more than the national budget of Canada. Did you know that? That's power right there, if we know how to pool it. We don't have to argue with anybody. We don't have to curse and go around acting bad with our words. We don't need any bricks and bottles. We don't need any Molotov cocktails. We just need to go around to these stores and to these massive industries in our country and say, God sent us by here to say to you that you're not treating his children right. And we come by here to ask you to make the first item on your agenda fair treatment where God's children are concerned. Now, if you are not prepared to do that, we do have an agenda that we must follow. And our agenda calls for withdrawing economic support from you. So as a result of this, we're asking you tonight to go out and tell your neighbors not to buy Coca-Cola in Memphis. Go by and tell them not to buy sealed test milk. Tell them not to buy, what is the other bread? Wonder Bread. And what is other bread come to Jesse? Tell them not to buy Hart's bread. As Jesse Jackson has said, up to now, only the garbage men have been feeling pain. Now we must kind of redistribute the pain. We are choosing these companies because they haven't been fair in their hiring policies. And we are choosing them because they can begin the process of saying they are going to support the needs and the rights of these men who are on strike. And then they can move on downtown and tell Mayor Loeb to do what is right. Now, not only that, we've got to strengthen black institutions. I call upon you to take your money out of the banks downtown and deposit your money in Tri-State Bank. A bank in movement in Memphis. Go by the Savings and Loan Association. I'm not asking you something that we don't do ourselves in SCLC. Judge Hooks and others will tell you that we have an account here in the Savings and Loan Association from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We are telling you to follow what we are doing. Put your money there. You have six or seven black insurance companies here in the city of Memphis. Take out your insurance there. We want to have an insurance in. Now, these are some practical things that we can do. We begin the process of building a great economic base, and at the same time, we are putting pressure where it really hurts. I ask you to follow through here. Now let me say, as I move to my conclusion, that we've got to give ourselves to this struggle until the end. Nothing would be more tragic than to stop at this point in Memphis. We got to see it through.
Science Radio.
The truth.
Tuesday.
With your host, Arcane L. The truth.
Peace to the gods. What's going on? Thanks for tuning in to Truth Tuesday with your host, Akeem L. You're listening to Hindsight Radio, information station changing the nation. Peace. What's going on, man? Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Today is a beautiful day outside. It's about 84 degrees out there. Pretty nice. It's strange weather, though. It's really cold in the morning. It's warm in the afternoon. Here we are in May. This weather is very unpredictable. Man, we had a great weekend. We had a good seminar. Went over some good things. We talked about correcting the birth certificate, and as well as I went into how to deal with the driver's license issues. Went into that in detail. So it was a wealth of information, and great, good people that showed up. Thanks for showing up and supporting the effort. Look forward to seeing everyone at the June 16th seminar in Atlanta, Georgia. And then shortly thereafter that, we're going to be in Connecticut for a two-day seminar on June 30th and the 1st of July. And then that following weekend, we're going to be in Cali. Burbank, California, right outside of Hollywood, California. Looking forward to all of those seminars, and I look forward to everyone being there. Oh, man. I'm a little wore out. It's been a busy couple of days for me, especially yesterday. I'm probably going to do a little short show for you guys, but I wanted to, while I was listening to that Martin Luther King clip about our spending power. I think he said we had a spending power of about $30 billion at the time he made that speech. $30 billion? You know? And he said, that's a lot of power right there. And he's right. It is a lot of power. But now, what is our spending power now? You know, I got an article I came across. It's a Fortune. It's from the Fortune magazine site, and it's a new Nielsen report puts black buying power at $1.2 trillion. Now, $30 billion was power. How much power do you think we have at $1.2 trillion? And you know what's confusing about this is with all the spending power that we have. Oh, we're wasting it. We're wasting the opportunities we can leverage with that kind of spending power. And I was talking to someone today, and it was a female. She said, you know, she agreed with me that the our money is being spent by the number one consumer. A counterpart, the black female. That's where all of our wealth is going. She spends it in everybody else's establishments. Yeah, well, you know, us men, we're guilty of it as well, but the black female is the number one consumer. That came straight out of a black woman's mouth, a woman of color mouth. You know? And when you think of that, that's pretty sad that with all of this money and spending power that we have, that we're not doing the right things to it. We're not leveraging it. We're not working as a community to leverage that buying power, that spending power. We let people disrespect us in their establishment. We argue with people about how they treat us in their businesses, you know. Argue with these people. I don't have to give them my money. You're not giving me good service. Well, let's read the report. I just put the link in the chat. It's there. Here it is. What's somebody saying in chat? Oh, they're making a killing off of us. Oh, hell yeah, they're making a killing off of us. Not only are they giving away the money, giving away the wealth, they're also having the other people take it from us through things like child support. So it goes right into our hands and right back out to somebody else's community. Okay, here it is. So let's get started. It says a new report from Nielsen on the current buying power of consumers of color offers a fascinating look at how we're spending our money. For one, we So I got kicked off as soon as I started reading the article. That's strange. Find that to be interesting. All right. Let me get started all over again. Sorry about that. A new report from Nielsen on the current buying power of consumers of color offers a fascinating look at how we're spending our money. For one, we seem to be eating a lot of vegetables. For another, we're shaping markets. In the report, Black Dollars Matter, the Sales Impact of Black Consumers, the message is clear. While African Americans make up just 14% of the population, we are responsible for some $1.2 trillion in purchases annually. Further, consumers of color are showing an outsized influence in several key consumer categories, and are increasingly demanding that businesses do and be better. In some cases, Black consumers make up over 50% of overall spending, such as the category of dry grains and vegetables. But other categories are standouts as well, like baby food, 42.76%, personal soap and bath needs, 41.64%, and air fresheners and deodorizers, 38.29%. But the big takeaway is the willingness of smart brands to respond to the needs and feedback of Black shoppers. Our research shows that Black consumer choices have a cool factor that has created a halo effect, influenced not just consumers of color, but the mainstream as well, says Cheryl Grace, Senior Vice President of U.S. Strategic Community Alliances and Consumer Engagement, Nielsen. These figures show that investment by multinational conglomerates and R&D to develop products and marketing that appeal to diverse consumers is indeed paying off handsomely. But don't try to play if you're not ready. Nielsen's research shows that 38% of African Americans between the ages of 18 to 34 and 41% of those aged 35 or older expect the brands they buy to support social causes, outpacing the total population by 4% and 15%, respectively. The data also shows that once Black-themed products are leaving the ethnic aisles and finding a wider audience, but the process can be fraught, as charismatic Shea Moisture founder Rachelle Dennis discovered last year when a poorly conceived video advertisement rankled their core customers. Andrew McCaskill, Nielsen Senior Vice President, Global Communications and Multicultural Marketing, a longtime diversity advocate, breaks it down. With 43% of the 75 million millennials in the U.S. identifying as African-American, Hispanic, or Asian, if a brand doesn't have a multicultural strategy, it doesn't have a growth strategy, he says. And that's basically the article. So basically, these companies are marketing based off of our spending habits. We have taken the lead on how, you know, at one time they just marketed the way they wanted to, but they're saying that there is a small change in how they're marketing. But yeah, they're marketing to us, but we're still not getting the respect. Because a lot of these ads don't even represent what we really look like. It's always, if it's a child, it's some mixed child, you know, some a mulatto, basically. It's never, hardly ever, someone of really dark features in these commercials. That they're, you know, but we are still spending the bulk. What I find interesting, it says on the health products, we're spending a lot, you know, on grains and vegetables, which is saying we're trying to eat healthier. And you know, if we're eating grains and vegetables, we're spending a lot more than usual, you know, because junk food is cheap. Grains and vegetables are expensive if you're trying to eat healthy. And that's a good thing, I guess. But we need to take this $1.2 trillion and see how we can leverage power with it. Because if we could spend $1.2 trillion in their business, we could take $1.2 trillion and create our own grocery stores that we shop at. So basically, the industry would shut down if we just stopped spending money in their businesses. It's a very simple solution to this, but it's a very hard thing to apply because it takes people committed and working together to do that, to shut them down. You know, it takes commitment. And, you know, of course, you're going to have your sellouts. You know, I've been watching this whole Kanye West and this, what's this, that girl, Candace something. They have some interesting viewpoints about slavery and I'm really not trying to judge them right away and try to really see where they're coming from, but it's increasingly it's getting hard to identify with what they're talking about. You know, I know we teach how slavery really didn't happen in this country the way they're saying it did, but I don't know. It's crazy. Maybe they got a strategy. Maybe they, you know, in that camp trying to play agent, you know, trying to get in there so they can change things. I don't know, but it's increasingly getting weird. All right, that was it on that money spending thing. What I also have for you guys was something that you guys can use in your court cases that could help. You know how, you know, if you get a traffic ticket and I actually just thought of this yesterday. What you can do, you know how we tell you, take the traffic ticket, put on it, no contract, and back to them, you know, with no contract on it. So what I did was a notice of no contract, and basically you use the Constitution. But this is how it is put. You put I, your last name, comma, first name, middle, natural person, four, all caps, last name, comma, first name, middle, doing business as first, middle, last, all caps, declare as follows. One, uniform traffic ticket number, just whatever the citation says, but I'm going off of which the South Carolina uses. Put the traffic ticket number, and right next to it, no contract. Right? So if you have more than one, you list each one of them, and you put no contract right after the number. then you would say these citations are in direct violation of the 1895 Constitution of the State of South Carolina, Section 10, searches and seizures, invasions of privacy, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, against unreasonable searches and seizures and unreasonable invasions of privacy, should not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched, the personal thing to be seized, and the information to be obtained. See Exhibit A, attached here too, and then then you put copies of the citations. You make copies, put them in there. And then it says, take further notice that whoever under color of law, you know that's an actual USC code, but of course in a situation like this, you would not use the actual statute. Just use the words. So it says, take further notice that whoever under color of law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or to different punishments, pains, or penalties on account of such person being an alien or by reason of his color or race, then are prescribed for the punishment of citizens shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosive, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an act to kidnap, aggravate sexual abuse, or any attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title in prison for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. Then you do your unsworn declaration. I declare under penalty and perjury under the laws of the United States of America that the foregoing is true and correct. And then you put executed, the date, and where you executed it at, sign it. And you put your name, care of, address, and, you know, all court cases, you could put a telephone number for them to. Sometimes they might want to call you. Then you, of course, got to have a certificate of service with it, which it says certificate of service, and you say, I hereby certify that I served the foregoing declaration of, that would be your name, last name, comma, middle, and demand for trial by, whatever list, whatever this is known as, and it'll be to the parties listed below. And then you submit it with your copies of those citations. Put that in there. Now, this by no means substitute your rebuttals. You just want to put, I'm just giving you guys a formal way of doing a no contract where they know exactly what you're doing. And it's called a notice of no contract. And why did I use notice, right? Let's look up the word notice. All right, let's see. I put the, what did I do? Did I do that right? Yeah. All right. In this, you have several definitions for notice. It says attention, observation, notification, or warning of something, especially to allow preparations to be made. Notification, warning, announcement, become aware of. Observe, perceive, note, see, discern, detect, spot, distinguish, mark, remark, or more. Then, Wikipedia got it, notice is the legal concept describing a requirement that a party be aware of a legal process affecting their rights, obligations, or duties. There's several types of notice: public notice, action notice, constructive notice, and implied notice. Yeah, that's why I did that. Letting them know, making them aware of a legal process and putting them on notice that, hey, this is, I'm not contracting with you guys with these Constitution violations. Violating your unalienable rights protected by the Constitution. Putting them on notice. All right, that was it. That was my spiel for the night. if you hand deliver it, you don't have to do no certified mailing. You want to send it registered mail. Registered mail if you're going to put it in the mail. All right, let's go to the first caller. And who shall that be? 510-593.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
You're
going in and out. You sound high and then you're going low. Is something going on with your phone?
I'm not sure. I'm at probably where I'm at, the location. But
oh yeah, you sound very hard to hear.
What about now? Is it a little better?
It's a little better. Go ahead. What's your question?
Oh, my question was one, like in the whole nationality process, do you think it's better to either affix to the Indian name, like Bay, L, or whatever, decide on, or to change your name completely? What do you think?
Do whatever you feel your spirit says is better. That's a personal question, more for you to answer than for me.
Yeah, but I was just wondering.
That's a personal question for you to answer. I'm not going to tell you how to change your name, brother.
No.
You change it the way you want to.
Let me try to ask it a different way. Like, is one way over the other? Would it have more like roadblocks or something like in the process, the nationality process?
I can't even answer that question. I don't know what would make a roadblock. It's changing names.
Okay.
And I'll repeat what I said before. If you put your name the way your spirit tells you to put it, and if your spirit tells you to put it, what roadblocks can they put in front of that? You just change your name. You have a right to change your name to whatever you want. You're trying to anticipate them stopping you from changing your name. Why would people have been changing their name to all kinds of stuff with no roadblocks? So I don't know. That has nothing to do with the roadblocks. That's not the roadblock. It's not the changing of the name that would give you a roadblock. It's the nationality part.
Yeah. But also with the what you were talking about, I definitely think that's the main reason why they have us in such a bind in, like psychologically, why they do put so much effort into, making sure we want all these other things and have so much disunity, because when you really think about it, all people are directly or indirectly a part of a lot of the commerce and transaction, even stuff you wouldn't think of, stuff in other countries that you think we have nothing to do with, we still do.
Mm-hmm. Money is power. Money is power. Where you put your money at is where your power is. Unfortunately, we as a people don't understand that concept, and so we just put our money anywhere and don't expect nothing in return but, things, little trinkets and things that glow in the dark,
Yeah.
All right, brother, peace. All right.
All right.
All right. Peace to God.
Peace to the God. How's it going tonight, Akeem?
Going good, man. Just a little worn out.
Cool.
We had to do the seminar. Talked over, about 8 hours and running around yesterday. What's going on? What's your question?
I got a couple. On the non-UCC, I'm trying to come up with the address to send for Washington, D.C. It was in the new non-UCC, and Jonah didn't really. He said 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue, but I wasn't sure.
I think that's 1600. He might have just got the numbers wrong. The D.C., the White House is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay. So should I send it there then? Oh, well.
Whatever that address is, do your research and use that address. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the other question is.
Let me ask you a question. You want me to look it up for you? Where's Washington, D.C.? What's the address? Yeah. You got to understand sometimes things are said, and it's not like it's an address like that. You would research that on your own anyway just to make sure it's correct.
Right. It showed up at the White House when I researched it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's where the debt is in D.C.
Right. Well, the other question is...
Look up UCC 9-307 and it'll tell you that. UCC 9-307 tells you where the United States sits. The very last clause is that's the location of debtor. It says it's right in Section 8, the United States is located in the District of Columbia.
Okay. So that's what I'm going to use.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. Anything else? What's your next question? You said you had two.
Yeah. Now, once I get the certified copy back from the other county, should I...
Certified copy of what?
Of the non-UCC filing. Because I got to... My county here... is not doing it, so I got to send it to the other county that he talked about in the webinar and then wait for it to come back.
Are you talking about where you're going to file it?
Yes, is that where I'm going to file it. Yes.
You can file a non-UCC in any state. Doesn't matter where you file it. Like when you do your non-UCC and then you can file it at the county. You can file... Because you're going to do the non-UCC, then you're going to do a UCC-1 after you complete the non-UCC. That video breaks that down. And that's what you're going to file at the county is a UCC-1.
Okay. All right. And I can do that at the one that I'm residing in?
Let me ask you a question. You can do that anywhere they will take it and file it.
Okay.
Anywhere they take it. Cool. They should take it in that county. They'll take it. Because UCCs are in the county on a regular.
Well, we're having some trouble in Michigan. They're not one.
What were you trying to file?
I haven't filed anything yet. I'm just getting questions.
Okay, so how do you
you're
having trouble if you didn't do it yourself?
That's true. You do have a point there.
You're going off of hearsay. Somebody say, yeah, they did this to me, but you don't even know if it was what you've been taught. You know, a lot of people are trying to file all kind of crap at the county, and they ain't taking it. But if you're talking about what you would show the process that works and it's done properly, you shouldn't have any problems.
Okay. Cool.
When you personally have that problem, then you can come back and share your experience, and then we can see if we can sort it out.
Oh, and also I have a testimony as well. I got approved for credit on Capital One in my spiritual. So getting my credit established in my spiritual name, so I just wanted to put that out there. That was pretty much it. Hello? What happened? It must have dropped you again. Amy, dropped you again?
All right. I hope y'all can hear me still. Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Right.
I just that's the second time they didn't hit that button on me.
Right.
Yeah. All right, brother. I got
that was
great. All
right. Yeah, that was my testimony for tonight.
All right. Appreciate you for that. All right. Peace.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Man, they just hitting that button hard. Yo, I need to clear something up with these CPNs and all this stuff. Y'all have been, a lot of people are trying to claim that it's not working and it's CPN is not giving them giving the right responses, or it's in someone else's name. And someone sent me a screenshot today of what the message they got. And I looked at the message. All it was whenever you apply for anything, let's just say Credit Karma, you go to Credit Karma and you try to set up the profile. To verify you, it asks you a series of questions. Like, do you have a loan with this people? If you have a loan with that person, then it'll ask you an address. Are you familiar with these addresses? It'll give you a multiple choice. Now, you know, if it's a CPN and it's a clean profile, you know it doesn't have any credit. So you would say none of the above to all of those questions. And if it's asking for an address, and if it's an address that you use for that CPN, then you would say yes, that you know that address. Those are just trick questions. That's not saying that it belongs to someone else. I don't know if I went over that in the CPN webinar, but I didn't think that was necessary because they do that now. Even when you call your bank, they're going to ask you questions based on your profile. Even if you got an account with the mail, just to make sure it's you. That's what that is. I didn't think I had to explain that. But I see I did. And some of y'all were confused on that. Yes, they're going to ask you some strange questions just to trip you up. And if you know it's a brand new, you know you ain't got no credit on that, then you shouldn't be checking off none of those things that, that's it on that. I ain't going no further. But, yeah. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Let's go to 203892. Hello? Oh, they're not ready. 414-331.
How you doing, Akeem? Peace.
Hey, what's going on, Marco? Peace.
Not much, man. Not much.
What's going on?
I got a question. Okay, so I'm having problems with the 8832. I sent it in again. Not sure if it's
a lot of people having the same problems. That,
oh yeah.
Yeah, you have to keep doing it.
Yep, that's what I'm just gonna keep trying.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering, like, say if it doesn't happen, like, what? I know Jonah says, you know, you only got a certain amount of time before it becomes domestic.
That's really important for the state number.
But say when you're doing your non-UCC and you put all that stuff that you're claiming on the estate.
Yeah, that'd be fine. It'll still be on your non-UCC.
Okay, it's not a big concern.
I wouldn't be that concerned about it. Still follow that process, you know, just send in 8832. Were they just rejecting it, or they're just not answering it?
They answer it. They say that I get a letter back, and it says a trust or an estate cannot file, forgot the hell it said. It was saying something like that. And then I got another one back saying it didn't like the care of, and it had like a circle. So this time I just took out the care of from my address, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they're just trying to play with you, man.
Yeah. Because I was thinking if I called them, you know, what am I going to say, you know? Like, I don't know.
Somebody said they called them to verify it, and they said it was done.
Because
I think a couple of shows back.
Okay. Maybe I just had to call them. Also, I know you know you're all about the health. And I was wondering if you knew about the cell salts. You ever heard of that before? Cell salts.
I've heard of cell salts, but I've never used it.
There's this one book called Zodiac and the Salts of Salvation, and it's based off of. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I haven't read it. I haven't had a chance to read it.
Oh, it's good, man.
By George W. Carey.
Yeah, I
had it for a while now.
Yeah, is it all right if I put? Is it all right if I put that in the chat for the people?
Yeah, they can put it in there. I spoke on this book a while about that.
Oh, did you?
I talked about it. Put it in there. I have it. Zodiac and the Source of Salvation.
Yeah,
I think it was you who told me about this book.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's about like you say, you're in your mom's womb for 9 months and you get all the salts, the minerals from your mom, but then you're left with 12, you know, the other 3 months left and you don't get those salts. So in order to become whole, you gotta have the rest of those salts for those extra 3 months. But yeah, it's pretty good stuff right there. So I just thought I'd drop
right.
that. Right. All right.
Maybe that's why our ancestors used to take the children, had to be away for so many months before they can integrate into the tribe.
To be completely, it was saying like in the Bible, in Leviticus 17:11, it says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." As the blood is the life of the flesh, it naturally follows that, and it's all in the blood. And these salts, they go into your blood and they cleanse you and all this other stuff. But it makes you whole. I thought it'd be cool.
That makes sense.
You know,
I need it. I just when you said that, I looked over there. I got the book. I've had it for a few months. I need to go ahead and read this thing.
I got some of that
magnetic in too. Magnetic.
Oh, you do. You got it on your website?
Yeah, I ordered some from Solomon. I got some from him. But
cool. Actually, I need to buy some more.
I'll talk to the guy that works with him there at the shop. He said, I'm assuming he was talking about you. He said, you be buying it by the case or you buy a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows. He's like, you Marco? I think I heard you on the radio. I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's good guys there. Yeah, all right, Key, man.
Yeah. All right.
Get your rest, man.
Yeah.
Peace.
Okay. All right, peace. All right, let's go. All right. I'm going to take a short break because it's about time for my daughter to call me. And, I'll be right back.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
There you go. Mess with that box again. Now, one day, you're going to show me fascinates you so much in that box.
Ain't your time yet, boy. You got ready to learn about the real past.
Yeah, that's right. Young folks always looking over in Africa or running to California somewhere trying to find yourself. See, that's how them Caucasians beat us every time. Divide and conquer.
And trick.
You know what, guys? I'm really not trying to debate about no white people right about now.
Debate? See, this is non-debatable, son. The Moors are the original free white persons. Now, that has nothing to do with being Caucasian. White is a legal term, not a skin color. Look it up in Black's Law Dictionary.
Get an old fourth edition, though, before 1970 when they really started to lead things.
Just because you can't see it don't mean it's not there, boy.
Don't get so heated.
Ignorant. Or deletion is no excuse for not knowing the law.
but the government loves to play hide and seek with the truth.
It's not a question of do I want to stay or go. I can't leave. And neither can you. You belong to this life.
Taking a step back, maybe you could tell the audience. You actually were also on the forefront in high school. You basically said, I'm not happy what they're giving me, the syllabus, reading, and other stuff. And you basically created your own curriculum. Could you just briefly discuss? And it's almost like the same exact thing with the books, being ahead of it and people having to catch up.
Well, actually, what
actually
I
not
had
people,
to do,
but the establishment.
What I had to do was I had to read what I was assigned to read and what I wanted to read. So it was two different things. You see, because if you cannot keep up academically with the curriculum that they're giving you, then they'll just say that you're not intelligent or that you have attention deficit disorder or that you're not competitive or that you have some kind of DNA inferiority, or they'll invent some kind of a problem for you and then slap the label on your face and give you some drugs to say, you know, to medicate yourself. So I had to actually master the academic curriculum that I was given in high school and in college, and then create an alternative curriculum. So in addition to reading all of the foolishness that I was assigned in high school and college, I also read back then Carter G. Woodson's Miseducation of the Negro, W.E.B. Du Bois, The Souls of Black Folk, E. Franklin Frazier's The Black Bourgeoisie. I read Frederick Douglass, his narrative. I read Autobiography of Malcolm X, everything that could give me the answer to the question, what happened? You know, because when you're young and black in America and you come outside your project building, that is the question that is looming over your head. Like if you were a comic character, there would be a box that would say, yes, what happened here? You know? Like, and I think if you don't have the patience or the discipline to read and to study, you'll never get the answer to that question. And you'll start to think that you're living that way because you deserve it. Or that the reason why your mother and father don't have any money is because they're just stupid. They're just not as smart as everybody else. You'll never understand where wealth is, where it was, who took what, you know, who conquered who. You'll never understand the movement of power if you don't have the discipline and the patience to sit down and read. So,
but do you think, did it surprise you that it took so long for some of these great pieces of work that you're mentioning to make it into the education system? Again, nobody was, you had to do research to find this material, know that it exists out there. A lot of people back then and even now, they don't know it exists. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised it's taken so long to change the curriculum, even slightly?
No, the definition of power, mm-hmm. Or education in a system of power, is to maintain the current arrangement of power. The educational system in America is to maintain the current arrangement of power. So if the current arrangement of power is that the privileged people are in control, the rest of us are not going to be given any materials that would give us the resources or tools that we need to get into control, because it's to maintain the present position of power in the society. So, no, it's not surprising. I'm just thankful that when I was a young girl, there were people in my community who took an interest in my mind, in the development of my mind for some reason, maybe heard me talk or something, and then said, hey, you know, I like this little girl, let me help her out. And so I used to compete in constitutional or rhetorical contests. I had to memorize the Constitution and speak extemporaneously about all of the amendments. I had a tutoring after school with Mr. John Desane, who was a member of the Board of Education, and he introduced me to all these different titles and American poets. And I got to go to a lot of special places and special programs like Princeton Educational Testing Service and all of these things, because everybody wanted to know what happened here. When they came across me, because they would say, okay, wait a minute, she's not following. We've given her the processing to be conquered, and she's not being processed properly. So we need to figure out what happened here. And so I was always invited to participate in all of these kinds of testing events, And I was told all kinds of things when I was young, but in my mind, I was clear.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. By giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know the theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love.
I don't know what most white people in this country feel, but I can only include what they feel from the state of their institutions. I don't know if white Christians hate Negroes or not, but I know that we have a Christian church which is white and a Christian church which is black. I know, as Malcolm X once put it, it's the most segregated hour in American life is high noon on Sunday. That says a great deal for me about a Christian nation. It means that I can't afford to trust most white Christians and certainly cannot trust the Christian church. I don't know whether the labor unions and their bosses really hate me. That doesn't matter, but I know I'm not in their unions. I don't know if the real estate lobby is anything against black people, but I know the real estate lobbies keep me in the ghetto. I don't know if the Board of Education hates black people, but I know the textbooks they give my children to read and the schools that we have to go to. Now, this is the evidence. You want me to make an act of faith, risking myself, my wife, my woman, my sister, my children, on some idealism which you assure me exists in America, which I have never seen.
All right, peace to God, I'm back. All right, let's continue taking more calls. Let's go to 706-338. All right, they're not ready. Let's go on to the next caller. 619-946. I think something's up with these phone lines tonight. Calls are looking really light. Chat is full. 619-946.
Hello? Peace. Hello?
Peace, what's going on?
Peace to the God. You just put me in, I came?
Yeah, I put you in, man. I said, yeah.
Oh,
619-946.
My fault, because I was pumping gas. And then I just got
man,
to the phone
when
I heard
what's
this.
Your question? What you got? You going through a whole dissertation.
What up?
Yeah, what's up?
Peace to the God. Ain't not much, man. I'm just listening to
don't
the
you
show.
Think you did a whole enough talking over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
I should let you do the seminar.
Nah. You know who you're talking to, I think?
Yeah, I know who I'm talking to.
Nah, you don't. You must have got me mistaken with somebody else.
Your voice sound like the same. Y'all, maybe I am wrong.
I know. You did this before to me, but it's all good. This
y'all have the same voice. Both of y'all have the same voice. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It's very
nah,
similar.
What's going on? I'm the brother that always do good commerce with those profile numbers with you. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Okay, now, yeah. That's you. Yep, yeah. You and the other brother have... Energy is his name. Y'all have the same inflection in your voice. That's how I got confused.
He's probably from New York, like me. That's probably what it is.
I think he is originally from New York, but he lives here in North Carolina now.
I'm in the South, too. Crazy. Yeah. But, I really didn't have much. I wanted to give you a semi-testimony of a brother that I helped. It's a weird situation because... I did my paperwork for, I don't know if I told you about my court case. I was having a case with a traffic case. And I put in my injunction, which was done 2 years ago and stamped by the Supreme Court, 5.1 motion, judicial notice. I put all my paperwork in. I filed it in the court. And They never wrote me nothing back. They actually sent me something about the license being suspended, which was it was already suspended for like 5 years ago. So whatever. So,
yeah, they do that. They just say that. They'll do that. Send you a note, hey, we're suspending
shit.
Something that's already suspended. Yeah.
Yeah, I like. Okay, whatever. So, okay, so I never really went to court to deal with it yet. I just kind of left it. They never said nothing. No court case, nothing. A friend of mine, the cops actually, he was riding down the road on a bicycle, and the cops actually ran up on him and said he looked like somebody, dropped him on the ground, put a gun to his head. Yeah, this is, and people don't believe me when I say this is the usual. Like, yo, this is how they do brothers out here. So they put the guns to his head, and he a younger dude, he like 26, and put the guns to his head and everything, kind of tripped him out, right? So they gave him a court gate because the running is they beat you up and then they charge you with a charge for
resisting arrest. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the running now. You know what I'm saying? I know two people that shit happened to. So he hollered at me. He was like, yo. I said, that's fucked up. But he said, I'm going to fight it. I said, all right, do this, do that. I said, you know, then he started doing it, came back to me, whole lot of questions. He wanted to go on some of the Patriot route. I said, man, listen. Take that damn constitution, and you better use this shit. Don't be adding no other shit to it. I end up giving him my whole packet in my constitution. I got a certified copy of constitution I put in my case. I gave him the whole packet. I said, just copy everything. Take my name out of it, right? And do everything. Go file it at the court. Get certified copies. File it in your case. He did that. I didn't speak to him a week after his case. He called me this morning. He said, all I want to say is thank you. Tell me what happened. He said, I walked into the courtroom. I asked the clerk, what room do I go to? Oh, 215 or whatever. So he go up to room 215, and he asked the lady up there, okay, I got a case. What's your name? That case has been dismissed. He said,
I will constitution.
Woo!
And these guys want to put all this other stuff in their case. Constitution is all you need, man. Shut these people down with that constitution. You know, it gets on my nerves, people call them, but what if I do this? And what if you use the constitution? That's all I want to talk about.
It makes all the
constitution.
Sense. They, everybody's using it. Everybody.
They can't rebut the constitution.
To it. Yeah, what you going to say? And you get a certified copy with the seal on it.
Right.
What you going to say? You can't say nothing. I'm like, you won already. All you got to do is have the confidence to just go in there. But, you know, that was on just one side note, and he got through that, and everything worked out for him. So I just want to say the Constitution do work. We need to stick to it. And I like what you just brung up about the tickets. That's very, very, very powerful. I just missed it. You know, that's totally something I missed. Like, yeah, you could use the Constitution again and bring up the fact I'm – because they don't want to respect sometimes when you send a no contract back. I'm hearing some people saying they don't want to respect it sometimes. And I like what you just said.
No, that's what you filed as a filing into your paper, like your court case with that. And you file that, you got them.
Yeah, it's easy now to shut that shit down. But I want to ask you if you know anything about this, Akeem. I know Jonah's doing the IDs. But I want to know if you know any information about if you already had an IDP, because I know he had two parts to it. If you already have an IDP, or do you only have to purchase, you know, the other half? If you know, then yes. If you don't know, then you ain't got to answer.
What do you mean? Say it again.
He got two parts. He got the private ID, and then he got the IDP that go along. Now, if you already have an IDP, do you just get the private ID? Because you don't need
you just
the
get
other.
The private ID. We don't offer the IDP anyway. He has to get that from someone anyway.
I know. You know? He just kind of subcontracted out. If you have your own, you don't need that part. Okay. That makes all the sense.
No. Somebody else does the IDP. We don't have anything to do with the IDP. There's a guy who's authorized to do those, and he does those. And the private ID, just go through Jonah for that part. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go holler at him with that. Yo, with the CP numbers, I'm going to be short, but y'all need to at least take 6 months or be on top of that shit every day for
time.
3 months. Yeah, yeah. I'm just letting y'all know.
It takes time for it to prime up. It ain't a quick thing. A lot
everybody
of people want
to jump
out
that.
There and be, you know, no. Just like when you was young, it didn't take overnight to get it going,
exactly.
You know? The same
you can speed
thing.
Up the process. I'm learning, Akeem. I tell you in a private.
You can, but
way.
You got to be very deliberate and careful.
Very deliberate.
Bless you. Yes.
Very, very deliberate.
I know how to speed up the process, but.
Yeah.
But that was trial and error. You know, I mean,
yes,
I don't
me too.
Mistakes.
Me too. You see why I deal with you. I done went through it all, so I got it down packed now. So, you know. But I appreciate hindsight, man. I appreciate all the information y'all giving. Roz, bringing the family together and so we can all get at least on the same page when we get this nationality so we can start making moves. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Peace to the God. All right,
brother. Peace to God.
Peace.
All right. 503-890. Going on. That's too much noise for me. Keep it moving. 770-906.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, Brother Akeem.
Peace to God, brother.
My question is, okay. So I got my birth certificate authenticated. And I just want to know, could I get my kids' birth certificate authenticated? Because my son...
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes,
even if they're below the age of 18?
It doesn't matter. You can authenticate any birth certificate.
Okay.
No matter what age.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you do have the affidavit of ownership on your page, right?
Yes, I do.
On your website. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all
yes.
I really want to find. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Peace. 503-890.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You just had a little, I don't know what was going on.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Peace to you, Akeem.
All right,
I got a question for you. One is about the notice of no contract. Who would you send the registered mail to? What name would that be?
You've got to put it in your case, brother. If you have a case, you will file it into your case. If you're going to mail it. But you can always hand deliver your stuff. I always hand my. If I'm close to the courthouse, I hand deliver it into the case.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And my other question: I send out my injunctions, the first one I sent to the Chief Justice, they sent that back to me, and they sent it back with a letter. So basically, the letter was saying that.
Why are you asking me? How often do you listen to us? We get that same question at least once or twice a week.
Really?
You
I don't ever hear that
sporadically.
Yeah, I don't listen
sporadic.
Every day. I mean, but I've been listening a lot lately, but not every day.
Week, and the week before, and usually
I didn't hear
by,
it.
Somebody asked us what about a letter they got back either from the sheriff or the sheriff's attorney or the Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
who I got it back from.
We've been doing the injunction.
Oh, I never knew that. Man, how many shows I listen to, I've never heard that.
I can't see why not. That's a common thing.
I did not know. It was new to me when I got it. I laughed.
Shit, they did it to me.
Okay. So just skip them and just continue with everyone else?
No. Let's try to get you to answer your own question.
All right.
When somebody sends you something you don't agree with, what are you supposed to do?
Rebut it.
In a way, yeah, you're on the right track. But what you supposed to write on that piece of paper that they sent you?
You could no contract, but I'm trying to
do
a contract.
No, just like the ticket. I just talked about that early today. You write no contract on it, and you send your next mailing out. They usually don't respond after the second time you send it. Sometimes you sheriff will have his attorney contact you, and you send him a letter telling him that he's a third-party intervener. Don't contact me no more. You didn't send him that letter. You sent it to the sheriff. And if he does contact you again, you're going to hit him with sanctions. So.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, well, that's all I have.
That's just to play you, you know. What did your letter
say? Oh, okay. Basically, mine said, first of all, we did a search of your name, and you're not on any appeals case. And then the second paragraph was, it said, more to the point, the appeal court, it appears you misunderstand the appellate process and the role of the appellate courts in that process. Then they explain about their role.
Oh, they just
playing.
Yeah, that's a little different response, but that don't mean anything. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And it's probably was sent regular mail, and you don't even know who signed it.
Yep. He only got a first name, paralegal, in the appellate court record section.
That ain't even anybody important to deal with, but, you know, sent no contract back, and, yeah, that don't even mean anything.
All right. Okay. I'm on it.
All right.
Thanks. Peace, hey, God.
Bro. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, that's it for me tonight. I'm going to give me some rest. I'll check y'all over on Thursday. The More Empire Building Show, Jonah, will be on tomorrow for Consultation Wednesday. Peace to God.
But let me finish this. Because if anything happens to Mr. Trump,